Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Thursday, January 6th, to welcome you to the podcast. Today, I'll be reading Genesis chapter 5, Psalm 32, and Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. This will all be in the New International Version. Genesis 5 is a genealogy from Adam to Noah, and you'll notice that the people in Adam's day all the way through Noah, they lived a very long time. In fact, this is a record today of the person who lived the longest. Have you ever heard that saying, as old as Methuselah? Well, if you listen carefully today, you'll learn how old Methuselah actually was. From Adam to Noah. This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And he named them mankind when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived a total of 930 years, and then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. After he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived a total of 912 years, and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Kenan. After he became the father of Kenan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and then he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. After he became the father of Mahalalel, Kenan lived 840 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Kenan lived a total of 910 years, and then he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and then he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more, because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he had a son. He named him Noah and said, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands, caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived a total of 777 years. And then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. As I read through these genealogies, I was reminded that the first people to hear Genesis were in an oral culture, and so somebody would have read these words aloud to a group of people. And so it was important, as they were remembering Genesis, that there be some rhythm to the text. And so as I was reading the different genealogies, did you hear it? So-and-so lived a total of this many years, and then he died. And there was this rhythm of how many years they lived, and then they died, until we got to Enoch. And Enoch was different. Enoch, it says, walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters, and he lived a total of 365 years. He walked faithfully with God. There was a repetition there. Then he was no more, because God took him away. And then after Enoch, we go back to the rhythm of so-and-so lived this many years, and then he died. I don't really know what to make of this, other than to say that we should be mindful of the rhythm of the text, and to note that this is one of the ways that they were able to learn the Word of God, is because there was this rhythm to it. And also, with Enoch being different, the adverb faithful or faithfully is important, that he lived faithfully before God, and that we as a people at Mount Brook Baptist and beyond, we want to live faithfully. And so that can be a prayer for us when we end our time together today. Let's turn over now to the book of Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 32 of David, a Maskil. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, who have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Now let's move over to the Gospel of Mark. Today we're reading Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. You may remember that yesterday there was a story about the Sabbath, and the disciples of Jesus were picking heads of grain on the Sabbath, and the teachers of the law didn't like that one bit. Well, today in the story, Jesus heals on the Sabbath, and we'll see how they respond to this as well. Another time, Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." Then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard about all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the impure spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Would you pray with me? Father, we are convicted by this in Mark and reminded that it is important to look to you as the one who is Lord of the Sabbath and Lord of our hearts. Help us not to be like the Pharisees, who are always looking at others with a negative viewpoint, always trying to find what is wrong with someone else. Help us instead, Lord, to build others up. Thank you, Lord, for the reminders in the psalm today that we can bring our transgressions before you and you do forgive us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us a pure heart, that you would help us to confess those things that we do not do well, and perhaps to confess the things that we have left undone, and to bring them before you and to ask for a heart change from you. And then from the book of Genesis, we just pray, Lord, that you would help us to be faithful people who walk with you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.